Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Kavod Tamid Chachamim, continuing the Chayadim Klaus Samach test. So, when we speak to a Talmud Chacham, there is a chiyuv to use the appropriate types of titles when you're speaking to him. So, again, we pointed out whatever has become the norm, how you speak to a Talmud Chacham, is now becomes part of the chiyuv of Hidur. And if a person doesn't speak like that, so it is appropriate when you speak to the Rav, you say the Rav, or when you call him up, you call Harav, you call him up just without saying Harav, you're the Gabbai, and you call up Yamod Yankel Ben Beryl, as opposed to Harav Yankel, if the minhag in that makom is always referred to the people of stature with the title Harav, that would be considered a lack of Hidur. If a person is not giving the appropriate, using the appropriate language to give kavod to the Talmud Chacham. In general, the speech to the Talmud Chacham has to be done the appropriate way. This also applies to Seva. We mentioned already that the Dinim of Seva are an extension of the Dinim of kavod to Talmud Chacham, because a Seva, even if he's not learned, has a certain amount of life experience, etc. Sometimes people get impatient with elderly people, and they talk to them in a way which indicates their impatience. And that you wouldn't talk to somebody who's mechubed that type of language. So a person cannot talk to the seva with that language either. If a person is not careful in that, they're going to be over this mitzvah of hadarto, giving heder to the seva or to the Talmud Chacham. We mentioned that the person, when they disagree with their Talmud Chacham or their Rebbe, they have to do it in a way which is appropriate. Otherwise, that's a lack of heder. A person of stature, you don't talk to in that type of language. There's actually an interesting din is that we found a Kibbutz Avim, we mentioned before, a Kibbutz Avim, that not only do you have a mitzvah not to disagree with them, you have a problem that you can't even agree with them. The person, the Chacham says some idea, the Talmud Chacham says some type of idea, and, Rebbe, I think you're right. Well, of course, it sounds like the Rebbe needs your approbation, so that's a b'chisus of kavod, that's lowering the respect for the Chacham, and the Chacham needs to come on to your agreement for it to be right. So if you decide that he's right, you decide that he's wrong, so it's up to you to be the arbiter of what's a good idea, what's not a good idea, what's the right understanding, wrong understanding. You're putting yourself in a position above that of your Rebbe, so that would be a lack of a Talmud Chacham, that would be a lack of the proper Hidur. So taking that a step further, so in a case where a Talmud is in front of his Rebbe, and the Rebbe has Piskei Halacha, which the Talmud prefers to be machmir on. So if the action of the Talmud being machmir, being more stringent than the Rebbe, can be interpreted in some way he's feeling the Rebbe is doing something wrong, so that would be a lack of heder. So even though I have these personal chumras, if I'm invited to my Rebbe's house for a meal, and I'm eating there, I cannot be knowing those personal chumras in that situation. So even though the Talmud is doing this because he wants to be careful about the mitzvahs, etc., but the Gemara says that person cannot do that. It's a Mori Baba Kama. At the end of the seventh parak, the Gemara says a story like that sort. So Talmud cannot be knowing with a chumrah in front of the Rebbe. Obviously, when the Rebbe is not there, a Talmud can't do so. There's a halacha being mar halacha b'ifnei rabbi. So by Rabbi Muvik, there's an issue to be mar halacha b'ifnei Rabbi Muvik. There's even the person not Rabbi Muvik, when the person is there, a person is of stature, it's inappropriate. The Rosh Hashiva is there, the Rav is there in the shul. Somebody comes over to you and asks you to decide to pass a halacha shayla. So it's not appropriate in that situation to decide the halacha shayla. If a person is of stature to Paskin Shalas themselves, they can step outside, they can do, but they are in the place of the Rav, in the place of the Rosh Hashiva, it would be inappropriate to Paskin. Now, the Rebbe can give Rishus to the Talmud to Paskin, and there are details about when the Rishus works and when the Rishus doesn't work. So the The Shlomo Fonov, we are knowing Shlomo Fonov is mutter, but person not Rabbi Muvik, can be pointed out. That's very rare that you have a Rabbi Muvik nowadays. There's a fascinating Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that included in this concept of not being more Lacha B'tzei Rabbi is a person should not pass Kashala without looking at the Svarim. The Svarim nowadays are, in a certain sense, our Rebbeim. We learn a large amount of our Torah through the Svarim. The Svarim are available, be inappropriate to Paskin without looking in the source, in the Sefer where you saw it. Again, it's the basic halacha, that's something which you have, there's a kedush to it. It was this Sefer's Kiddush. So it would be appropriate to check the Sefer to make sure that that's what it says. And that goes into the concept of not being mer halacha bifnei rabbi. Have a good day.